on defense. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The White House standing by its handling of the U.S. departure from Afghanistan, despite a report which shows members of the military were frustrated with how it was handled.
An after-action report obtained by the Washington Post shows members of the military were frustrated with the Biden administration ahead of the August evacuation from Afghanistan. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki was asked to react to a military commander's claim that the National Security Council lacked a sense of urgency because evacuating might look like we'd failed. Psaki said no one predicted the Afghan security forces would fall like they did.
There was a range of planning, including positioning military forces, including ensuring that we had a plan for a NEO operation for evacuation at the time.
A Navy Rear Admiral was quoted as saying they would have been much better prepared if policymakers had paid attention to indicators of what was happening on the ground. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The House has passed a measure that will keep the government running through March 11th. It next heads to the Senate. The Justice Department says it's committed to taking action against people who violate federal law after the CEO of Delta Airlines requested that people who disrupt flights be put on national no-fly lists.
Calling on Attorney General Merrick Garland to create this no-fly list along with the Department of Justice. Looking at the FAA stats from last year, just under 6,000 unruly passenger reports. In his letter to Attorney General Garland, Ed Bastian wrote, "We are requesting you support our efforts with respect to the much-needed step of putting any person convicted of an onboard disruption on a national comprehensive unruly passenger no-fly list that would bar that person from traveling on any commercial air carrier."
Fox's David Spunt. A New York City couple arrested by federal authorities after they say they conspired to launder billions of dollars in cryptocurrency, which it says was stolen during a hack in 2016. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Capitol Police Chief is responding to a Republican lawmaker's accusation that officers inappropriately investigated his office.
Texas Republican Troy Nels says a U.S. Capitol Police officer entered his office last November and photographed material on a whiteboard without advising staff or the congressman. Nels says a few days later, police returned and questioned members of his staff. In a response, U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says an officer noticed the congressman's office open and unsecured without anyone inside, and then officers followed up with staff. The police chief says no investigation was initiated or conducted into the congressman or his staff. Several House Republicans are calling on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to investigate reports of police monitoring Republican lawmakers and visitors. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Justice Department is standing by a settlement reached with Boeing over problems with its 737 MAX jets.
Some relatives of people who died in 737 MAX crashes personally asked Attorney General Merrick Garland last month to reconsider an agreement to shield Boeing from criminal prosecution. They argue government lawyers violated crime victims law by not informing them of settlement negotiations. The Justice Department responds, the family members are not victims of a crime. Most of the $2.5 billion settlement goes to airlines whose planes were grounded after crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. $500 million goes to a fund for victims' relatives. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hyundai and Kia are telling the owners of nearly 485,000 vehicles in the U.S. to park them outside because they can catch fire even if the engines have been turned off. Affected are certain Kia Sportage SUVs from 2014 through 2016 and the 2016 through 2018 K900 sedan. Recalled Hyundais include certain 2016 through 2018 Santa Fe SUVs, 2017 and 2018 Santa Fe Sports, the 2019 Santa Fe XLs, and others. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.